Congratulations. This is a big bounce back win for you guys.
It was a big win, you know, go on the road and be able to win in Great Bend. You know, it hadn't happened in a long time. I wasn't aware of that until post-game. It was 1999, the last time that Dodge was able to win there. But, you know, our kids really responded after a couple weeks of us just playing very poorly and mentally not in tune. We came out and played solid and came out with a big victory.
When you look at what you guys were able to do in this game, specifically compared to the games that you'd lost, those back-to-back games, in your opinion, what was the biggest difference?
Execution offensively. We didn't have the drops. You know, we did against Liberal, just critical drops for drive killers that cost us downs, and just, you know, simply took care of what they could control. Defensively, you know, we did a good job making them. You know, they ran the ball against us, so we knew they would do that, and we were able to slow them down enough and then get forced to a point where we got ahead and they became uncomfortable, and some misses and special teams that led to some easy scores in the second half.
Would you say, and I know you haven't gotten into district play yet, this is a conference game, it's a big-time game, every game counts, I know, as far as the standings, but when it comes to playoffs, those three district games are the ones that really only count, but would you say this was a season-saving victory for you?
Well, could have been. I mean, the deeper you dig yourself in a hole, the tougher it is to get out. You know, at some point, you look out of the hole and you hardly see sunlight. And even though they are considered, you know, non-vital victories because they're not district related, they're definitely important in terms of your ability to have momentum going into district play, and you know, this week's game with Hayes fits that description as well.
All right, let's fast forward and let's focus on Hayes. Hayes is coming off a big non-conference win last week, and they got blown out the week before by Garden City in two quarters. So when you look at that week and then last week's game, and I know you've already broken down the film, what are you seeing?
You know, you look at what they do, but honestly, right now, when you see whack opponent against whack opponent, you kind of throw everything out the door. You know, that's the same Garden City team that we saw, you know, get beat by Great Bend. And by no means can we sit there and just compare that game because, you know, a couple weeks later, you've got Garden City rolling in and stroking Hayes. So you want to look at tendencies, but also keep your kids level-headed and explain that anything can happen on tonight in this conference this year.
Going off what you guys were able to do against Great Bend, and now knowing you have a really tough game with Hayes, and we know about Alex Delton, we know about Weigel, and Delton wasn't necessarily 100% healthy when he played Garden City, but you guys got your hands full with those two guys this week.
Oh, we do. You know, we saw Delton, you know, looked healthy against Liberal, and he was virtually unstoppable, you know, in the run game, and he throws the ball well. He's a tremendous athlete, and everything in their offense is built around him, and you know, I think it's important to get shots on him. You know, he's going to run the ball, he's going to throw the ball, and you've got to be physical tacklers with him because he's so strong and bounces off of people and keeps his legs going. So he's obviously their ticket, and everything's built around him.